enforcing restrictions on the UNRWA rules of refugees, limiting registration to those who had been physically displaced rather than denationalized in place, as it happened to many Palestinians in Gaza, and requiring legal demonstration of claims of expulsion. By 1951, UNRWA had a serviceable legal conception of a quote-unquote Palestine refugee, which it began to use to determine eligibility for registration. Quote, persons whose normal place of residence was Palestine during the period 1 June 1946 to 15 May 1948, and who lost both home and means of livelihood as a result of the 1948 conflict, unquote. Palestinians who fell under this rubric were ineligible for UNHCR assistance or protection, probably because the UN did not want to confront Israel over its refusal to allow the refugees re-entrance, but also because its Arab delegates feared that UNHCR resettlement practices would strip Palestinians of their right of return. Quote, the refugees should be aided pending a repatriation, unquote, the Saudi delegate declared, quote, repatriation being the only real solution of their problem, unquote. In other words, something truly important was happening here. The international community, in the form of the United Nations, was actively making the decision that there could be different categories of refugee based on place of origin and method of dislocation. No one at the UN seriously disputed that the million or so displaced, denationalized, dispossessed Palestinians filing for international assistance by the early 1950s were, by any contemporary measure, refugees. But because they were not Europeans, and because they had been expelled as a consequence of a political project strongly supported by the UN's main showrunners, and because admitting the permanence of their expulsion would anger so many in the rest of the Middle East and beyond, they could not be given the same political status as, for instance, the European Jews now being ushered into Israel with the approval and help of the IRO. The solution, then, was to subdivide the concept of refugee into different, distinct, particular legal categories, and to limit the possibility of seeking asylum in the West to only one of them. In the first instance, the concept of separate and unequal refugee status would apply almost exclusively to Palestinians, under the specific metrics of the 1951 Convention, but the more general idea of differentiated refugee status based on point of origin and cause of expulsion would eventually come to dominate global systems of refugee law, not least because, as the Palestine case had now demonstrated, it offered a way to maintain a theoretical commitment to humanitarianism and the principles of the Refugee Convention, while in practice closing off access to asylum, citizenship, and political rights to all but a select few.